This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada says the foreign aid will be mobilized, keeping countries' need, priorities and interests at center. Asian Development Bank to provide $250 million loan for Nepal's COVID-19 response. Nepal's coronavirus cases reach 1,811 with confirmation of 239 new cases. Government preparing to purchase huge quantity of medical equipment as corona infection cases continue to rise in the country, and India partially restores train services amid reports of chaos and overcrowding at some stations. Now the news in detail. The second meeting of the House of Representatives held yesterday accepted the Appropriation Bill 2077 become Sambat for discussion. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada floated the proposal for its clause-wise deliberation, and the House meeting accepted the bill with a majority. Meanwhile, answering the questions raised by the lawmakers during the discussion, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiwada stressed on leading discussions on the budget taking facts in account. Finance Minister Dr. Khatiwada also clarified that the budget and program related to the United States-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Pact would come into implementation only after the parliamentary endorsement. Minister Dr. Khatiwada also added that the foreign aid would be received and mobilized as per the development cooperation policy, keeping the country's need, national priorities and interests into consideration. He further said the life would be gradually revitalized by resuming the economic activities, and if the appropriated budget remains inadequate to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic, it could be managed through transfers. He also clarified that the budget spelled out the programs to create new opportunities through transfer of skill and technology. On a policy regarding private school cooperation to public school for quality improvement, he said 1% education service tax levy to private schools would be spent on the infrastructure development of public schools. He emphasized the provision was enshrined in the budget to enable environment of social responsibility and collaboration. The finance minister said the budget mainly focused on addressing the corona pandemic crisis and border security. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has said the budget for upcoming fiscal year is focused on normalizing the economic activities by safeguarding the public life along with reducing the risk caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Responding to the lawmakers' queries over the budget estimates for 2020-21 rather in the National Assembly meeting yesterday, he made it clear that the budget was expected to help return to normalcy from the current situation of infection. Dr. Khatiwada argued that the government's attention has been drawn to reintegrate the job losers in the previous institutions if they were laid off for the reason of COVID-19. He further said that the government was committed to free education and scholarships to the children from Dalit community as ensured by the Constitution of Nepal. The next meeting of the National Assembly would be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday. The Government of Nepal and the Asian Development Bank have signed on a loan agreement of $200 million, equivalent to 30 billion rupees, for the COVID-19 active response and expenditure support program to respond to the impacts caused by COVID-19. This is a concessional loan to be provided as a budgetary support. A statement issued by the ADB has stated that the program will support the government to strengthen its public health system by scaling up its testing laboratories, establishing quarantine facilities in all provinces, enabling over quality health service for prevention, control and treatment of communicable disease, and development of health infrastructures. The program would also support the government to mitigate the adverse economic and social impacts of pandemic, particularly on the poor and vulnerable. The agreement was signed by Finance Secretary Shishir Kumar Dungana and ADB Country Director for Nepal, Mukhtar Khamud Khanob, in the presence of the Finance Minister, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada. The government is preparing to purchase a huge quantity of medical products as the infections of COVID-19 continue to rise sharply in the country. Chief of Management Division, Department of Health Services under the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Bhogendra Raj Dotel, said the infection rate was rising above the expectation, prompting the government to take steps for procuring medical equipment sufficient for 3 months at once. With the confirmation of 239 new cases, the total number of coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 1,811. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Dr. Bikas Depkota, informed that within last 24 hours, 225 males and 14 females tested virus infection positive. Spokesperson Dr. Depkota further informed that coronavirus infection has now spread to 59 districts with confirmation of virus infection in 1,679 males and 132 females in total. As of now, 221 people have returned home following health recovery from virus infection. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक एन्ड अगेन वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द रेस्ट अफ द अपडेट्स Mahotari district has come across short of isolation wards to deal with an increasing number of COVID-19 infected people. Jaleshwar district hospital has possessed a 15-bed isolation ward to deal with 28 infected people admitted to the hospital. Among the infected people, 19 had tested positive for the virus through PCR and 9 through RDT method. The hospital has got approval to set up a 50-bed isolation ward. So far, the number of infection cases in the district has reached 60. An expectant mother died of breathing problem yesterday at Ekdara Rural Municipality of Mahotari District. The District Police Office Mahotari identified her as 40-year-old Rita Devi. The woman had a complaint of breathing complications all of a sudden and died on the way to the District Hospital Jaleshwar. The body has been kept in the District Hospital Jaleshwar for post-mortem. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Tropical storm Amanda has killed at least 20 people in Central America, most of whom in El Salvador, as it swept across several countries, causing floods and landslides. In El Salvador, officials said some 7,000 people have taken refuge in 154 shelters as torrential rain and strong winds destroyed hundreds of homes and damaged roads. Officials said the storm had dumped the equivalent of almost 10% of the annual rainfall on the country in a relatively short space of time. El Salvador president declared a 15-day state of emergency to cope with the effects of Amanda, which he estimated to have caused $200 million in damage. On Sunday, officials said the storm had destroyed at least 900 homes. More than 6.25 million coronavirus cases have confirmed around the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Likewise, more than 375,000 people have died, including more than 105,000 in the United States. At least 2.69 million have recovered from the disease. Meanwhile, health authorities in Spain have reported no new deaths from the coronavirus in the last 24 hours for the first time in nearly 3 months. The United Nations is appealing for $2.4 billion to continue its humanitarian programs in Yemen until the end of the year to prevent an unfolding tragedy driven by the coronavirus. A UN-backed international policing conference will take place later on Tuesday. The United Nations and its partners have been providing humanitarian aid to some 10 million people a month as a result of the 5-year conflict in the country. Yemen reported its first case of coronavirus in April. The United Nations says initial findings from intensive care units suggests 20% of those treated after being confirmed with the virus are dying, compared with a global average of 7%. Violence has erupted in cities across the United States on the sixth night of protests sparked by the death in police custody of African-American George Floyd. Curfews have been imposed in nearly 40 cities, but people have largely ignored them, leading to tense standoffs. Riot police clashed with protesters in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles, firing tear gas and paper bullets to try to disperse the crowds. Police vehicles were set on fire and shops were looted in several cities. More than 75 cities have seen protests, with streets only days ago deserted because of coronavirus, thronged with demonstrators marching shoulder to shoulder. U.S. President Donald Trump vows to deploy the U.S. military to quell the civil disorder in America's streets. Earlier, he told state governors they must dominate protests and calls on law enforcement to get much tougher. India has partially restored train services amid reports of chaos and overcrowding at some stations. At least 145,000 people will travel in trains on Monday as the country starts to reopen after a prolonged lockdown. 200 trains will now start operations, up from the existing 30 that are currently running. But maintaining social distancing and cleanliness is proving to be a difficult task as huge crowds gathered outside some stations. India's mammoth railway network usually carries 25 million passengers every day. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued specific guidelines for smooth operation of train services. They say that all passengers will have to be screened, social distancing must be followed at the station and in trains, and only passengers who have confirmed tickets would be allowed to travel. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy throughout the country, but chances of becoming generally cloudy towards afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 15.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara says the foreign aid will be mobilized, keeping countries' need, priorities and interests at center. Asian Development Bank to provide $250 million loan for Nepal's COVID-19 response. Nepal's coronavirus cases reach 1,811 with confirmation of 239 new cases. Government preparing to purchase huge quantity of medical equipment as corona infection cases continue to rise in the country, and India partially restores train services amid reports of chaos and overcrowding at some stations. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.